Today we continue with lesson number 5 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Yoma, and we will be learning the last Mishnah of Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, and then the first Mishnah of Perek Beis. Mishnah Ches describes not so much the procedure on Yom Kippur as the procedure every day of the year. The very first avoda that was done in the Beis HaMikdash at the end of the night before the day, at the time of daybreak, was the Trumas HaDeshen. The Torah tells us in Vayikra, Perek Vav, Pasuk Gimel, Ve'herimes HaDeshen asher toichal ho'esh esho'olo al ha'mizbeach v'somo ha'etz al ha'mizbeach, that every morning a Kohen would take the ash from the Mizbeach, he would take a bit of it. This was not a cleaning procedure, but a symbolic procedure. He would take in a machta, in a pan or shovel, some of the coals from the fire that was on the Mizbeach, and he would put them, this ash, at the eastern front part of the kevesh, of the ramp leading up to the Mizbeach. This avoda was called Trumas HaDeshen. The Mishnah tells us that this avoda was done first thing in the morning, every time, every day of the year, but the several days, which will be listed further in the Mishnah. B'chol yom, tor menes ha-mizbeach, the Kohen would lift up some of the ash from the Mizbeach, b'kriyas ha-gever, at the time that the rooster crowed, or according to others, at the time that the announcement was made, okay, Kohanim, imdu Kohanim la-avodaschem, Kohanim, get to work. O samuchlo, or a little bit before or after it, ben lefono ben li-achrov. This time is equivalent to the Amud HaShachar, to dawn. However, the Yom HaKippurim on Yom Kippur, they would move up the time of the Trumas HaDeshen all the way back from dawn to midnight. And they would do it immediately after midnight, Mechatzos. The reason was dependent upon a machlokes in Tosfos, Meseches Yomot of Chof Amid Beis and Chof Aleph Amid Aleph, two opinions. One opinion in Tosfos is that the Kohen Gadol did the Trumas HaDeshen on Yom Kippur, and therefore it was necessary for him to do it as early as possible so that he'll have a time to rest after doing the Trumas HaDeshen before he had to go about doing all the rest of the work on Yom Kippur. Others say, another opinion in Tosfos is, no, the Trumas HaDeshen did not have to be done even on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol. It could have been done by any Kohen. However, the process was moved up to Trumas HaDeshen so that when dawn came and the Kohen Gadol had to go begin the Avodas Hayom, everything would be ready for him. He wouldn't have to wait. He could spring into action as soon as it was daybreak. So on Yom Kippur, the Trumas HaDeshen was done midnight. Uvor Golim, on the Yomim Tovim, it was done even earlier. Me'ashmura HaRishona. We know that the night was divided into three ashmoros, three watches. So if the night is, let's say, 12 hours long, then at the end of the fourth hour of the night, that's the end of the first ashmora, one-third of the night, and that is when the Trumas HaDeshen was done. The reason being that on Yom Tov, under a golem, many, many korbanos were brought, and therefore they did the Trumas HaDeshen as early as possible at the end of the first third of the night. The Mishnah concludes, V'lo hoiso kriyas ha-gever magas, ad shehoiso azoro maleo miYisrael. The simple meaning of this is that on the Yomim Tovim, since so many Jews came to bring many, many korbanos, and to bring them immediately after the Tomit Shel Shachar, which is when they had to be brought. They were bringing their Olas Re'iyah, the Shalmei Chagigah, the Shalmei Simcha, hundreds and hundreds, thousands of korbanos. So everybody was eager to do it as soon as possible. So they gathered at the end of the night, just before the Kriyas HaGever, before the rooster crowed. The Azorah, the temple courtyard, was already full of Bnei Yisrael. The Tiferes Yisrael, the commentary Tiferes Yisrael, a 19th century commentary on the Mishnah, says that it wasn't only on the Regalim that the temple courtyard was already full at dawn, but on Yom Kippur too, because even though people didn't bring korbanos on Yom Kippur, nevertheless they came to see the action. They came to see the Kohen Gadol do his avoda. They came to be an audience, and the audience gathered at the opening of the gate, so to speak, at the even before Kriyas HaGever. So we have ended Perek Aleph, and we continue to Perek Sheni, Mishnah Aleph, which goes on to further discuss the inyan of the Trumas HaDeshem. We will learn that for the honor of which Kohen did the various procedures in the Beis HaMikdosh, they would cast a gorol, a lot. And there was a certain procedure of how that gorol, how that lottery worked, which we will study. The gorol is called, in the Lashon of the Mishnah, a pious. Pious from the word lehispayes. It was a way of making everybody happy. The competition was solved. You had a gorol, a lottery. Now, the practice was, going back to the time of the Nevi'im, that the Shevet of the Kohanim, the tribe of the Kohanim, were divided into 24 Mishmoros, 24 groups. And each group would serve a different week, so that roughly every group would serve twice a year, with a remainder, obviously, of a couple of weeks. Within each week, within each Mishmor, every day of the 6 days of the week, the Mishmar was further subdivided into six bote ovos, six families of Kohanim. One worked on Sunday, one on Monday, one on Tuesday, etc. Now, on Shabbos, they all worked together. Now, within each family, who did which action of the avoda, this was subject to a lottery. However, the Trumas HaDeshen, which we learned about, the act, the first act at the end of the night, the beginning of the day, of removing from the Mizbeach some of the ash and putting it on the side of the Mizbeach, this originally was not up for a lottery. A lottery wasn't necessary because it was early in the morning. And Kohanim wouldn't want to wake up so early for it. So only a few Kohanim showed up. Had they made a lottery, they were afraid there'd be so few, a lottery wouldn't even be appropriate. So therefore, Borishona, in the early days, Kol mi sherotze lisromes ha-mizbeach torem, any Kohen who showed up that early, at the end of the night, the beginning of the day, he showed up early, torem, he was the one who did the Trumas HaDeshen. Suppose more than one showed up, there were several non-lazy Kohanim, several diligent Kohanim Zerizin who woke up early and wanted to do the Trumas HaDeshen. Ubizman Shehen Merubin, so we had a race. Rotzin v'olin v'kevesh. You had them run up the ramp to the Mizbeach. The ramp was 32 amos long. They would run up the ramp. V'chol hakodim es chaveiro b'arba amos ocha. Whoever reached the finish line first would be the one to do the Trumas HaDeshen. And the finish line was set at a 4 amos distance from the Mizbeach. So up the ramp, 28 amos. When you came to that point, we were there first. You were the winner. You got the zechus of doing the Trumas HaDeshen. Suppose there was a tie. V'im ha'yu shnehem shovin. Oh, if there was a tie, then we went and did the gorol. We did the pious. Then we gathered all the Kohanim together, as many as who were there. Not just the two who won the race, but as many Kohanim. We kind of canceled the race, the tie. And we bring in the whole group of Kohanim, and we do as follows. Hamemunah, the Kohen who was appointed to run the action, Omelohem, said to the Kohanim gathered around in a circle, Hatsbiu, stick out your finger. Hatsbiu nowadays in modern Hebrew means to vote. Here it means stick out your finger from the word etzba. Umohen motzien, what did they extend? Achas oshtayim, they extended one finger or two fingers. Now, we'll follow the pshat of Rashi here and the Gemara. And the Gemara says that a person who was not aged, whose fingers didn't tremble, could stick out one finger and hold it still. But a person who had the tremors and was aged and couldn't just hold one finger steady was permitted to hold two fingers out, and they were counted as one, according to Rashi. V'ein motzien agudol b'migdosh. But the thumb, the agudal, that could not be extended by any of the Kohanim in the circle. Now, the Gemara explains how the procedure worked. They have a bunch of Kohanim, 10, 12, 20, 30 Kohanim in a big circle. The Memunah goes and removes a mitznefes, removes a turban from one of the Kohanim. This indicates that the count starts from this fellow. And then they would start counting and count, well, and then the Memunah would pick a number. He would pick a number. He would look around. There were 10, 12, 15 Kohanim. He would pick a number, 90, 100, 200. A number that was clearly more than the circle. And then you would go around and start counting from the guy whose mitznefes was now off his head. And go around the whole circle and the whole number. Count the fingers, one finger, two fingers, until you reach the number that was picked. Suppose he picked the number 94. So when he reached number 94, the Kohen who was whose fingers were 94th, he was the Kohen to do the Trumas Hadeshin. However, we don't allow the Kohen to extend, any of those Kohanim to extend a thumb. Why? Because a thumb, if you stick out your pinky and your thumb, it looks like in the dark, at the end of the night, it looks like two people. And we were concerned that as the number gets down, let's say the number was 94, we're ready by 89. And 90. So someone will say, oh, I have a way of engineering it so that me or my buddy will be the one to do the Trumas Hadeshin. How will I do it? I'll stick out an extra finger. The Mamuna won't realize it because there's a thumb and a pinky. And that way, the number will end up with by me or by someone that I prefer to do the Trumas Hadeshin. So therefore, we did not allow the thumb to be extended. There's an interesting side issue here, and that is, was this mitznefes, after it was removed from the Kohen, the turban of the Kohen was removed from his head, and that was the indication that the circle started with him. Was the mitznefes immediately put back on? That's what the Rambam says. However, Tosfos says no. He stood there all this time without a mitznefes, Begilu Rosh. His head was uncovered. How can you stand there uncovered? Tosfos says, it's a Tosfos of Maseches Yuma, Daf Chof Hei, Amit Aleph. Dibur HaMaskel V'Hove Inon, Tosfos says that the Brice in the Gemara says that this lottery did not take place in the actual Azorah. It took place in one of the chambers, probably in the Lishkas HaGozis, in the stone chamber. That didn't have any special, that had a lesser degree of Kedusha than the Azorah, than the open courtyard. And it would have been a Gnai, writes Tosfos, it would have been disgraceful for a Kohen to stand with his head uncovered in the Azorah. But to stand uncovered in a room with a roof, that's not so terrible, especially if it's for a specific purpose. The Tosfos Yom Tov explains more about this inyan of whether or not the Kohen kept the misnefes on his head, or he removed it, and how could he stand there with his head uncovered? The Tiferes Yisrael has an extended discussion about this. It's an interesting side issue. But we have now finished Mishnah Aleph of Perek Beis, which is the end of lesson number 5, and Mi'etz Hashem, tomorrow we will continue with lesson number 6, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, and Gimel.